In this bulletin, North and South Korean officials hold their first talks in 2 years. Australia squelches through its third warmest year on record. And rising tennis star Alex de Minaur's upset win to start the Sydney International. With the latest SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer. North Korea and South Korea have released a joint statement saying the countries have agreed to hold military talks and resolve problems through dialogue. It comes after the reopening of the North's military hotline with South Korea, which will fully operate from today. All major inter-Korean communication channels had been shut down amid tension over the North's nuclear program in recent years. China's Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang has welcomed the progress.
As a close neighbour of the Korean Peninsula, China welcomes and supports these positive moves. We hope the talks this time could make a good start for the North and the South to improve their mutual relations and ease the peninsula tension.
More than 200 people have been injured in a train crash in South Africa's Gauteng province. Authorities say the train slammed into a truck trying to cross the tracks before the train passed. It comes after a deadly crash last week between a truck and a train in Free State Province that killed 19 people. To local news, Australia has had its third hottest year on record. The Bureau of Meteorology says the national mean temperature of 22.76 degrees was almost 1 degree above the long-term average. Queensland and New South Wales experienced their warmest years since records first were kept in 1910. Prolonged high sea surface temperatures also led to the second consecutive year of mass coral bleaching on the Great Barrier Reef. The head of climate monitoring at the Bureau of Meteorology, Dr. Carl Braganza, has told SBS it was the first back-to-back summer bleaching on record.
Mass bleaching events weren't recorded prior to the 1980s over the reef, and certainly in the oral tradition, the tradition alone is that there's no real recording of bleaching events, and we hadn't seen bleaching events that were back-to-back, so 1 year followed by another. And that's what we saw in 2016 and 2017.
A review into whether there is adequate legal protection for religious freedoms is getting underway in Sydney today. It comes after yesterday marked the first day LGBTIQ couples could officially marry. Former Liberal Immigration Minister Philip Ruddock and a panel including Australian Human Rights Commission President Rosalind Croucher have been tasked with the review. The panel will report back to the government by the end of March. Two men in New South Wales will face court after being charged as part of covert online investigations into child exploitation. It comes after detectives from the Child Exploitation Internet Unit arrested a 40-year-old man yesterday and a 31-year-old man on Monday. Police say they seized a number of items from the homes of both men, including electronic devices they believe the men used to contact young girls. The police unit conducts regular online investigations, working closely with law enforcement colleagues interstate and overseas. To tennis, rising Australian tennis star Alex de Minaur's exciting summer has continued with an upset win over highly rated Fernando Verdasco in the first round of the Sydney International. Less than a week after reaching the semi-finals in Brisbane, the 18-year-old has defeated the Spanish veteran 6-4, 6-2. The win sets up a meeting with 7th seed and world number 30 Demir Zuma in the second round. De Minaur has told 7 his run in Brisbane has given him a boost for the rest of the Australian season.
Helped me a lot with confidence, you know, I really started to believe in my ability, and you know, I just come out to every single match and give it my all, compete my hardest and leave it all out there on court, so that's what I try to do.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 29. Partly cloudy in Adelaide, 31. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 27. Hobart, partly cloudy, 23. Canberra, mostly sunny, 28. Wollongong, possible early shower, 23. Early shower or two in Sydney, 25. Newcastle, shower or two clearing, 23. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 33. Cairns, a few showers, 33, and a shower or two in Darwin, a storm likely, 33. I'm Michelle Rimmer. Stay connected with SBS News online and on social.